Reserve officers face a continuing dilemma. They often want to stay current enough to return to active duty if required, yet they also need to pursue their other professional lives. Well, now the Air Force is adopting a program pioneered by the Navy and Marine Corps to let them do just that. Joining us with details, Colonel Rob Romer, Chief of the Military Force Policy Division with the Air Force. Colonel Romer, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks. Good to be here.
All right. So tell us what's going on. What will this program do for reserve officers?
Well, this program is not only for reserve officers. It's for the regular Air Force as well as career status, active guard and reserve airmen, so those who are on active duty. And it's going to give them an opportunity to separate from the Air Force, from the active force, and then go ahead and take care of maybe some of those short-term issues that might have in the past motivated them to separate permanently from the service, and then they'll be able to take care of those issues and come back. This is one of those things where, you know, we have to take a look at innovative solutions for developing and retaining our airmen to be sure that, you know, we can maintain our superiority.
What kind of situations might those be, for example?
They could be anything from, you know, a personal situation where you need to take care of a family member or go back to school or, you know, maybe pursue some sort of other employment to get some experience and then bring it back to the Air Force. And, you know, we can go ahead and leverage that.
Now, many of the jobs in the Air Force, and not just pilot, but maybe primarily that, also in the reserves, you really have to stay current by, you know, so that you can remember how to do what you have to do. So is it possible to stay current in some of those technical skills, like flying or mechanics or whatever it might be, and yet still have that temporary separation?
Well, they would have to be able to when they come back. So, if they're a pilot, they would come back onto active duty, and then they would go through the requalification process to get their currency back.
So, you wouldn't be going to college and then like having to spend an afternoon in a jet every week,
right,
or something like that.
No.
All right. So, how are you getting this program underway? It's not widely available to everybody yet, correct?
No, it's not. So back in 2009, Congress, through the NDAA, established a pilot program called the Career Intermission Pilot Program, and it allows us to take a look at 20 officers and 20 enlisted members on an annual basis to go ahead and participate in this program. As you said in your intro, the Navy has already gone ahead and implemented this program, and so we're kind of working with some of their experience to go ahead and implement ours. We recently opened the window for applications. It started on the 15th of August, and airmen have until the 15th of October to go ahead and get their applications in.
And what are some of the lessons that the Navy has gotten from this that might be helpful to the Air Force?
Well, the Navy is actually still studying their program. What they're doing is they're waiting for people to go through the program and then come back and to gain feedback. So far, the feedback that they've received from members who are in the program has been all positive.
So you're starting with 20, so a relatively small number of people. Will this eventually ramp up to be generally available, or will it always be selective?
A lot of this depends on Congress. Congress is looking at renewing the authority to continue on, and then as we go through and see if this is something that works for the various services, then we'll go ahead and see if that's something that we can implement more. I mean, a lot of it would depend, again, on taking a look at high-performing airmen, be sure that they meet all the qualifications to enter into this program, and then return back and continue to serve in the Air Force.
Okay, so of the 20 that you have chosen as officers, and you're going to choose 20 officers and 20 enlisted members, a panel of the Air Force will do this.
Yes.
What are the criteria for basically being high performing? What else are you looking for people that might be good candidates to have this intermission?
Right, so it's going to be based off of their military personnel record. We're going to have a total force panel that will go ahead and take a look at those records, and they're going to assess factors that bear on his or her potential to serve in the Air Force in the future. They're going to look at leadership and duty performance, obviously professional qualities and development as well, depth and breadth of experience and various achievements, and then go ahead and make an assessment there. If we happen to get more than 20 for the officer category or 20 for the enlisted category, then, you know, they would, you know, obviously take the best qualified.
We're speaking with Colonel Rob Romer. He's chief of the Military Force Policy Division with the Air Force. And what has changed in life or in the national life that gives rise to the need for this program?
Well, you know, obviously we know that we require a diverse and creative group of airmen to retain our superiority in airspace and cyberspace. And so, you know, ultimately that means that our airmen are most important and their families as well. And so we know that this program is going to be good for airmen, but it's also going to allow the Air Force to retain talent, which is also going to help the mission. Additionally, we can learn from the private sector on how they do things, and we can bring that experience back and hopefully leverage that in the future.
Now, the Air Force has had a couple of reductions in force, some of them voluntary, some a few involuntary. So there's a general trimming going down across, I guess, all of the armed services. If someone were to take an intermission, what would their obligation be to come back?
What do you mean their obligation to come back?
Well, if they're on intermission, they're not gone. They have to come back eventually into
They do. Right. So if an airman chose to leave and go for 2 years, then when that two-year period ends, they would be reassessed to the active force, and then they would serve 2 months for every 1 month that they were gone. So they would get another active duty service commitment, so that would be 4 years.
So you're looking for people that really are committed to the Air Force and to what it is they are taking the intermission for.
Exactly. This is should be a win-win for both the individual and the Air Force as a whole.
And what is your timeline? When will this get started? When will you have the first 40 or 50 chosen, and when will they kind of step out?
The panel is going to meet in November. We would hope to have release sometime around the December time frame, and then within 6 months we should have the first group that is starting their career intermission.
And are you pretty optimistic this is going to work out for both sides, the Air Force and the officers and enlisted airmen?
Yes. We've heard, like I said, we've heard positive things from the Navy. We've gotten good feedback from airmen that we've talked to, as this is one of the things that they wish was out there, when they're thinking about those short-term issues. And we believe that this is going to be something that would definitely help the Air Force, mission as a whole, but also something that will provide people an opportunity to, I don't have to just separate. I can go ahead and take care of that family member, or I can go ahead and pursue my education, and I can come back and continue to serve, which is something that, we want everybody to do.
All right. Colonel Rob Romer is Chief of the Military Force Policy with the Air Force. Thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it.